Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A little bit of light rain out there right now, but the low pressure system that's bringing it to us is moving out of here quickly. I'll show you when we'll see some sunshine and warm temperatures.
And in 2 hours, polls will open for the North Carolina primary election. Everything you need to know as we head into the Super Tuesday, including the big races we're watching here and in other states.
Also, an investigation is underway after a deadly plane crash in Tennessee. We have new video of this wreckage this morning as federal investigators search through that debris.
Do have a lot to get to. 4:30 right now on your Super Tuesday here, and we're ready for the long haul. We're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu, and appropriately enough, we will get super weather for this Super Tuesday. So no excuse not to go out and vote. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're starting off drizzly, but it'll diminish soon.
It will. It's going to be out of here quickly. This low pressure system zipping on out of here. Just a tiny little boundary kind of snuck in across the triangle area this morning. We'll take a close look at that and watch how it is dissipating fast. And so that's going to really be it. There could still be a little bit of drizzle lingering from a couple of hours this morning, but watch how quickly the clouds move out. This is a current look at Futurecast. We're still looking a bit cloudy at 6 o'clock, but before lunchtime, we start that clearing process and those clouds up on out of here. A southerly flow brings us lots of warmth. Now, we will end up seeing some rain starting tonight. Right around midnight, the rain rolls back in. It's going to be a wet commute tomorrow morning for us as our next system arrives, first with a warm front, followed by a cold front later in the evening. But look at all that rain in the morning. It's going to be coming down. We'll push it on ahead into the afternoon. It breaks up a little bit, but at that point, we could see a few scattered storms during the evening when the cold front comes through. That's, again, where we'd have the best chance of some scattered storms. We'll take a live look at Rocky Mountain Mills. A little bit damp here this morning. Some drizzle out there. The sidewalks are wet. 56 degrees as our temperatures. You're stepping out the door looking at 52 in Roxborough and South Hill, 58 in Fayetteville and Clinton. And our hour-by-hour forecast will be in the 50s this morning. But look at that. The sunshine breaks out later on today. Highs will be in the mid-70s.
Thanks for that, Elizabeth. We are just under 2 hours to go right now for the polls opening in North Carolina for this year's primary election. Hundreds of thousands of people will head to voting booths to decide who will be on the ballot for the general election in November. Here's what you need to know before you head out to the polls today. They'll open up at 6:30 this morning. Voting continues until 7:30 tonight. And if you are in line when that time comes, you will still be allowed to vote. This year, you'll need to bring a photo ID to your polling place. That can be a driver's license, passport, or other form of ID approved by the Board of Elections. There'll be a slight delay in getting results this year because of a new law that doesn't allow any votes to be counted until after the polls close.
There are many big races here in North Carolina. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from Briar Creek Community Center, a polling place, with the ones that voters will see on the ballot today. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. North Carolina is among 15 states that will have voters head to the polls like this one here in Briar Creek, where we're going to see many people here solidifying the nominees that will make it to November's presidential election. It's also the day where North Carolina voters will select major party nominees for governor and a host of other statewide offices. So the primary for the Republican presidential nomination is in many ways a contest between how the GOP envisions itself moving forward. Former President Donald Trump painted a picture Saturday in Greensboro in which he would be the country's savior. And Nikki Haley, former U.N. ambassador and the remaining Republican challenging the former president, views this Super Tuesday as an off-ramp for many Republicans and unaffiliated voters desperate to move the country forward. The primary elections for governor will set up one of the most watched and likely most contentious gubernatorial race in the nation. The Democratic field includes Attorney General Josh Stein, former State Supreme Court Associate Justice Mike Morgan, former Police Chief Gary Fox, and Tryon-Town Council Member Terrell Brooker. The Republican field features Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, former prosecutor and trial attorney Bill Graham, and State Treasurer Del Falwell. We have numerous other statewide races from Insurance Commissioner to Attorney General, Superintendent of Public Education, Lieutenant Governor, and more. And voters in different states in different areas of the state will also vote in regional races ranging from the U.S. House of Representatives down to state legislative seats, judges, and other positions. Again, the polls open here at 6:30 this morning, and they'll close around 7:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
And a reminder that students in some school districts have the day off because of Election Day. Dozens of schools are also polling sites and have to be open to voters and volunteers. Wake, Orange, and Johnson County schools will not hold classes today, as well as Chapel Hill, Carrboro City schools. Students at Durham Public Schools and Cumberland County schools do have class today.
We will have the fastest election results as they're counted on WRL-TV, WRL.com, and the WRL News app. Look for updates on all the big races every 30 minutes after the polls close on WRL News Plus. You can find that on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum Channel 1257, your smart TV and mobile devices. Throughout the night, on air and online, we'll have insight and analysis from our NC Capital team. And watch for complete team coverage and live shots on Fox 50 at 10 and right here on WRL at 11.
The Wake County School Board is weighing a plan to educate families about safe gun storage and the consequences for not doing it. The school board will talk about this at their work session today. The agenda item for today's work session says board resolution on safer gun storage. The resolution says the district would provide families with information and resources about the importance of secure gun storage and the legal consequences for not doing so.
So this is something that they've been interested in for a while, been trying to raise awareness of for a while. And now they're bringing forth a resolution basically saying we support these practices and we want to make sure our families know about them.
In the last year, at least three adults have been charged after a student brought a gun to school in Wake County. In February 2023, the mother of a Wendell middle schooler was charged for improper storage. Last September, charges were filed against a woman after a gun was brought to Leadmine Elementary in Raleigh. And in December, a 39-year-old man was charged after a 12-year-old brought a gun to Fuquay Varina Middle School and fired it through a window. Next week, the WRL documentary unit debuts its latest film, Unsafe, North Carolina Kids Dying from Gun Violence. It sets out to uncover why kids in North Carolina are 51% more likely to die from gun violence compared to young people in other states, with a personal story from a family who experienced it firsthand. You can watch that here on WRL online or on the app at 7:30 next Wednesday, March 13th.
Durham will not be bringing back the gunshot detection technology ShotSpotter. City Council voted against entering a three-year contract with the service after hearing strong opinions from people who think it doesn't work or that it promotes over-policing. Council members voted 4-2 against the plan after hearing an hour of public comment on the topic during last night's meeting. In their debate, some said it is a tool that can improve police response times and save lives, while others argued it is not worth the cost.
ShotSpotter, even if it worked as intended, which as the data is in front of us today, does not even seem to do that. It does not do the one thing that community is calling on us to do, which is life-saving requests of prevention.
No one ever said that ShotSpotter was going to reduce gun violence. No one said that. That argument was created and then refuted as part of the discussion.
Mayor Leo Williams and Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton cast the two votes for the technology, arguing it is a tool that can help improve police response times and save lives. It would have cost the city more than $650,000.
A man was taken to the hospital after being knocked off his motorcycle in Raleigh. This is video of the scene from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. This was near the intersection of Trinity Road and Sunday Drive. Police say a car pulled out in front of the motorcyclist, causing that person to fall off the bike. The person is expected to be okay. The car's driver was not hurt.
New this morning, several people are dead after a small plane crashed just off Interstate 40 in Nashville, Tennessee. This happened around 7:45 last night, and officials say the pilot requested an emergency landing at the John Toon Airport, saying they were experiencing engine problems. Police say everyone on the plane died, but they did not know how many people were on board. National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA are investigating. Duke Health will lift visitor restrictions today as respiratory illnesses decrease in the Triangle. Patients at all Duke University Health System hospitals and surgery centers will now be allowed to have up to four visitors. Visiting hours for maternity, end-of-life, emergency, and surgical units will return to 24/7 access. Wake Med's restrictions are still in place, and we haven't heard back from UNC Health yet.
People in the Sierra Nevada mountains are digging themselves out of situations like this. New video of the snow left behind after the weekend's blizzard.
And as people prepare to head to the polls, some might find their anxiety spiking. Why experts say election anxiety is more prevalent even among young people, or even among people who aren't old enough to vote.
And this is a live look at Sanford. We're expecting a beautiful day ahead with temperatures in the 70s. How does that sound? Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has our hour-by-hour forecast next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
443, taking a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. That rain that popped up earlier this morning is really fizzling out quickly. Doesn't mean that you wouldn't run into a little bit of drizzle. We'll zoom in here. We saw that in the northern part of Wake County and then back over toward, say, Nash County. It is a little damp out. You can see here on the street in Apex, this is a live look, and you can see the roads are damp, and we'll see that around the Triangle area and potentially in some other spots, too. Weather at the polls right now. I know the polls are not quite open yet, but right now, heading out the door, 56 in Durham, 52 Roxborough, 58 Clinton, 55 in Rocky Mount. So it's a nice mild start. You don't need to bundle up in your heaviest coat this morning. And we've had a nice day in our forecast. We'll clear by lunchtime and see sunshine this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s.
Elizabeth, thanks. A big development from Israel at the UN. The country has pulled its ambassador out after what the country's foreign minister says there has been an attempt to silence a UN report on mass sexual assault committed by Hamas on October 7th. Now, speaking at the UN yesterday, Israel's ambassador said female hostages are being sexually abused by their Hamas captors. He accused the UN of, quote, collaborating with Hamas.
Hamas must be eliminated. Rapists, mass murderer must never be given a free pass by the UN, and terror can never be tolerated.
Israel's foreign minister says the UN Security Council should have met to review the findings. The UN Secretary General says there has been no order to keep the sexual violence report quiet.
Friends and loved ones of a Moore County woman who was found dead last summer will hold a vigil in her honor tonight. The vigil for Alicia Watts is happening at 6 tonight at the West Southern Pines Cultural Arts Center. Organizers say they want to keep her memory alive and fight for justice in her case. Watts vanished in July after going to visit her boyfriend, James Dunmore, in Charlotte. Weeks later, her body was found in Montgomery County. Dunmore was later arrested and is facing a murder charge.
Heavily armed gangs tried to seize control of Haiti's main international airport Monday. It comes amid a state of emergency in the country, issued after thousands of inmates reportedly escaped from Haiti's largest prison. Several airlines with flights between the U.S. and Haiti are not charging fees for flight changes or cancellations amid the emergency.
Some of the largest employers in our area will address questions about their impact on climate change today. The Raleigh Chamber of Commerce is hosting the second annual sustainability conference. Emily Adams, Director of Global Sustainability at MetLife, will be the keynote speaker. It's happening this morning from 8:30 until noon at the Raleigh Convention Center.
In the Sierra Nevada mountains, another storm is poised to dump as much as 2 more feet of snow on a region buried by it over the weekend. The blizzard brought snow totals to more than 7 feet in several communities, with winds gusting up to 190 miles per hour. Check this out. Officials at Sugar Bowl Ski Resort in Northern California were met by a wall of snow outside their front door. And you can see just frozen snow completely blocking that doorway. What makes this even crazier is this video was taken from a second floor entranceway. The team reportedly had to chip away at the snow and made a tunnel to the downstairs door to get inside.
That's the second floor. Wow. Health officials, health professionals say it's not uncommon to feel a bit more anxiety than usual as you head to the polls this Super Tuesday. Experts say anxiety and stress as they relate to elections have been increasing in recent years. Some say people may also report feeling more hopeless this time of year. One psychologist with UNC Health says it's likely these feelings will continue to grow as November elections get closer. She also says even teens who aren't old enough to vote can be affected.
it's just a bit more intense than it used to be. I think that the last few election seasons have really taken a toll. And just with everything that's been happening in the world, COVID, et cetera, folks don't have as much of a buffer, psychologically speaking. And so they're already starting from a little bit lower of a place, and the impact of it is more marked.
To reduce stress, experts suggest reducing screen time and signing up to volunteer with organizations with values you support.
This week is Women in Construction Week. Today, more than 30 female construction leaders in the Triangle will talk about opportunities for women in that industry. It's happening this morning at the Wake County Public Health Building from 8:30 to 9:30. And the women who will speak are leading parts of the projects happening at the building.
4:48 is the time right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. We're starting off. It's a little bit misty out there, but that's going to go away. We got a great one on tap.
And we do have a beautiful day in our forecast. But yeah, it's a bit cloudy, a little bit drizzly out there. This low pressure system will continue to pull up to the north and east and away from us. And as it does, our skies will begin to clear. We should see plenty of sunshine by lunchtime. Earlier this morning, there was just a little hint of some drizzle that was showing up there on radar. It has fizzled out at this point. But sometimes the particles of drizzle are so small that they don't show up very well. So here's a look at Futurecast. Definitely, as long as we're seeing clouds across the region, which we'll likely see through the morning commute, there could be a little drizzle. By lunchtime, that really starts to dissipate and sneak on out of here pretty quickly. We'll see sunshine during the afternoon. There's 5 o'clock. Now, we have another more potent system that arrives for tomorrow. We could start to see some rain around midnight. It is going to be a wet commute tomorrow morning. You can see here at 8 a.m. some heavier rain. It's less likely that we're going to see scattered storms. It wouldn't be completely out of the question, but this looks like it's just going to be a rain event for us. Potentially, the bulk of the rain happens in the morning along the warm front and then followed by a cold front during the evening. You can see how that rain continues to fall, at least in places later on in the evening or overnight. And that would be when the cold front comes through. And then after that, we dry out a bit for Thursday and Friday. Here's a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. It is damp there. You can see the street and the sidewalks there. Rocky Mount Mills are wet this morning. 56 degrees right now in the Triangle area. And temperatures will be nice and mild, especially once that sunshine appears later on this afternoon. Right now it's 52 in Roxborough and South Hill, 55 in Goldsboro, 54 in Southern Pines. And your Election Day planner, again, it looks nice. Cloudy skies to begin with, but by mid-morning, the clouds begin to break up. We'll see sunshine this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-70s. So beautiful day on tap. Our temperatures remain mild. You can see they're yellow and the red and orange color contours there. That's where temperatures are above normal. And we're going to see that all the way up until Sunday. Now, after that, it looks like we're going to see a little bit of a push of some cooler air as we get into early next week. 60 degrees is our normal high, 75 today, 66 Wednesday when it rains. Thursday looks like a nice day at 72 with some dry conditions. And then Friday looks dry. Saturday is going to be another chance of rain. Our pollen count is moderate for trees, and it's been that way for the last several weeks. Right now it's cypress and juniper trees for the most part, but it probably won't be long. Within another 2 weeks or so that we start to see some of that yellow pine pollen that makes a big mess. Over the weekend, we're looking at a good chance for rain on Saturday, but Sunday looks drier. I'll walk you through the timeline for Saturday. And of course, don't forget, Saturday night, we spring forward.
Oh, how can we forget? Russell Wilson will need to find a new job before the next NFL season. What we know about the Broncos' decision to release a quarterback at the start of the league year.
Krispy Kreme wants to sweeten up Election Day for you. We'll tell you about the Super Tuesday deal you can cash in on. City of Raleigh wants your input on improvements in Carole Park. This is a survey here on the website for the city for you to weigh in about the park. It's on Maywood Avenue, about a mile south of downtown. The city is hoping to make it more accessible while emphasizing sensory play. It plans on adding a ramp, a new playground with safety surfacing, and sensory-focused play, also renovating the basketball court. Former NC State quarterback Russell Wilson will be looking for a new job this next NFL season. Denver Broncos say they will release the 35-year-old Wilson next week when the new NFL year officially begins. Wilson's 2 years in Denver were disappointing, with the Broncos missing the playoffs both years. The 9-time Pro Bowler was benched near the end of last season.
ESPN's College Game Day is coming to Durham. The Game Day team will be at Cameron Indoor Stadium on Saturday for part two of Battle of the Blues. Duke is looking for revenge on its home court after UNC beat the Blue Devils at the Dean Smith Center last month. Doors for game day open at Cameron Indoor 9:30 a.m. Saturday, and the show starts at 10. Admission is free.
Krispy Kreme is celebrating Domocracy today for Super Tuesday. You can get two free original glazed donuts at any Krispy Kreme location to celebrate Election Day. No purchase is necessary to take advantage of the deal, and you can get your free donuts in-store or through the drive-thru.
A North Carolina congressman has a special guest for this week's State of the Union address. Representative Don Davis invited 109-year-old Cassie Smith to the event. He says she voted on the first day of early voting and is a living symbol of our democracy. Mrs. Smith lives in Brattleboro and is honored to attend with Congressman Davis.
Today you can be part of the birthday party for one of North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher's most popular residence. Asta the Otter turned 16 today. She's been at the aquarium since 2020 and is known for juggling pebbles. The aquarium will make Asta a giant cake out of shells and rocks, along with some of her favorite treats. You can join the fun by watching the live stream on the aquarium's Facebook page. It starts at 11 o'clock this morning.
It is Election Day, and people will be heading to the polls in about an hour and a half. WRO's Laura Levine will join us live in the next half hour with what you need to know before you go and vote.
And this is not from a Western movie. These are tumbleweeds taking over a neighborhood in Utah. Ken Smith will be along to show us all the wild video coming out of the West this morning.